Decided that we should sing this prayer and accept the challenge. You know, at home in our church, being the first Sunday of the month, every first Sunday of the month is Missionary Sunday. And all the offerings are taken for missions, and we pray for the missionaries, and then we sing a song. And maybe they sang this one at home. So this is the thrust today. Lord, don't let me just want to have, be blessed. There's so much blessing that flows to us from you, Lord. But we know you want us to be a blessing to others. And you want us, as we've heard tonight, to love, not just to love, but to love as you loved. So help us to live according to this principle, O God. 281.
Carry the sunshine where it dawns.
I'm sure the Lord knows our hearts, and He hears us singing tonight, "Make me a blessing." And He'd like to do that. He wants His love to flow. And so let's sing the chorus one more time. Look at that tremendously high tenor note at the end of the chorus. Is there anybody that can sing that? If you can, let's hear it. Or maybe one of the sopranos can help. Okay. Make me a blessing. Suppose there's any greater illustration of what we've just heard than the Lord Jesus Himself. I'm sure having this in front of us as we've heard this message surely speaks to our hearts too and emphasizes the message. Hearing Brother Luton tonight and seeing the service here set up in front of us, reminded of Brother John Munsinger, our Sunday school superintendent, at home, and he is part of the camp also, and often comes during the summer. I think it was 2 years ago, first Sunday, we always have communion, the first Sunday of the season and the last Sunday, and one or two in between, but he came and he spoke that evening, and he kept speaking about Jesus, and the great lengths to which Jesus went, he said, to make his salvation ours, to make all his blessings ours. And he would stick out his hand and talk. He said several times, think of the great lengths to which Jesus went for us. And he put his hand out, and I was sitting there, and the angle was right here at the bread and the cup, you know. Think of what Jesus did for us that we might be saved and enjoy Him forever and know His life eternal and so on. And I'm thinking that way tonight as we see this here and we're hearing, love one another as I have loved you. Nothing that He wouldn't do. We heard earlier today about how He was entirely devoted, entirely. He sanctified Himself for us, that we might be holy, that we might know Him, that we might be changed, that we might come under His lordship and know His power in our lives to save us to the uttermost, to make us like Himself. And so the call goes forward and into our midst tonight. We want to hear it, and we want to respond. It's such a blessing to be invited to the Lord's table. It's His table. It's not Pilgrim Camp's table. It's the Lord's table. And all who know and love Him are invited to partake in this feast this evening. I'd just like to mention before we come to the table that this morning... Or was it this afternoon that I said that the folks in the office said that they would prepare for us copies of that song that we sang, Trust in the Lord and Don't Despair. And several came and asked for them. And I think I remember the ones who asked, but I'd just like to give that offer again because I have a pile of them here. So if you want this, you can come and I'll give it to you later. And then the other thing, that would be after the meeting, please. And the other thing was, last Sunday I read a poem, and a couple of you asked me for it. And I'm not sure I remember everyone who asked, but it was called In Praise of Jesus. Maybe you'll remember. And I have those here also tonight. So please come and remind me that you were the one, it was either Tom or Mary and somebody else. Okay, so please. Oh yes, it was one of you, dear Pan girls. Okay, but anyway, there are a couple more in case anybody's interested in that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. How can I make a lesser sacrifice when Jesus gave his all? Take up tonight. If we want to love as Jesus loved, if we want to fulfill along these lines, we need to be fundamentally changed. That self that rules in our lives, that has to be defeated, cast down, and Jesus comes in. We heard about the power whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself, and we need that power to be at work in our lives. When we come to the table, which we're about to do, of the Lord, there are some things that always come to my mind, and I think I almost always mention. One of them is the wonderful open door into fellowship with God. When we take the bread, I think of that passage in Hebrews where it says, the way that is made, the new and the living way that is made, through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Jesus' body was broken for us, and the curtain in the temple was rent. The veil was rent in two. From the top to the bottom, it was God's doing. The way was opened by that broken body and shed blood into fellowship with God. And that's something we want to remember. The blessings that we enjoy of living with him, walking with God, fellowship with him, the fullness of joy in his presence came at great cost to him. It was great lengths that he went to. And then the other thing, I know we just said we don't want to just take, but we need to have it if we're going to give. The other thing that I think of every time we come to the table is that there is strength for us. Strength. The Lord gave us something in this service. We remember him, but he instituted this. And it was so wonderful that he gave us himself to partake of. Yes, we take him right into ourselves by faith. And there's strength for us. Strength for us. The spiritual life has to be nourished by spiritual food. And we need strength for our pilgrim journey. And strength to say no, as we heard from Titus, and strength to take up our cross, and strength to embrace his lordship. We need spiritual strength, his power active in our lives. And so he quickens us by his life when we come to partake of him, and we all ought to take from him tonight against all of our need. Hallelujah. And so, without any further ado, Let us bow our hearts before him. Lord, you see all the places in our lives where we need a special touch from you, special help from you, Lord. We have been convicted tonight by your word and challenged again, Lord. And you know that we cannot love as you have loved unless you come within us to live out your life. You come and take your great power and reign within us, Lord, and accomplish all your desire and live out your life. And so we come to you, Lord, for you are our salvation. We come to you, for you are our enablement. And we bow before you, Lord. We pray that you will cleanse us. We pray that you will help us tonight as we come to your table to put everything under the blood. If there are places that we need to make something right with our brothers, you know, Lord, perhaps you've placed your finger on something in our lives tonight. And we pray that you will deal with us and that you will help us to set those things right and to look to you and receive that help that you have for us. We thank you that you have invited us to come to you, and as we do, Lord, we just bow low before you in great gratitude, in humbleness of mind and heart, and deep gratitude for all that you are and all that you mean to us and all that you have done for us. Hallelujah. Amen.